Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go. This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis if you need them. Paul love it. Paul love it. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. Important things in our nation. Across the nation. It's a James Brown impression. Mm.
Living in America.
Spot on. Spot on. Do you know what I mean? I've been watching British sitcoms, and that's what they say. You know what I mean? It's spot on, isn't it? But anyway, it's Groundhog Day, a day for groundhogs. Yeah. And we have Valentine's Day coming up soon. That's what you think about when people start talking about February, talking about Valentine's Day. I automatically think Black History Month. But a bunch of racists start thinking about Valentine's Day and Groundhog Day. I'm not a racist, so I don't think that first. But Ace, you and your wife have been married just over a year.
Yeah.
And do y'all do participation in the Valentine's Day traditions and stuff?
Yeah, but it's not a huge deal. Valentine's Day isn't a massive deal. Especially this year, my mom's going to be here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And somebody's got to be with my mom at all times. So it'll be a little bit different. But yeah, it's Valentine's Day is not like a massive thing. It's like we'll get a card, a little gift, or something like that. Right?
Now, who will stay with your mom when y'all are out doing shots and stuff at the bars and all, like your wife likes to do?
Neither one of us are having anything to drink for the next 74 days.
You're going to give it to her 75 hard.
Yeah, I mean it is.
Isn't that the name of it, 75 hard?
Yeah. I didn't say that, Alexis. Don't look at me.
Hey, if
don't
if
even
a 75-year-old like him can still get that way easily, I say more power to him.
Yeah. Anyway,
if he has to do it without drinking, so what?
Get it done.
You don't want the whiskey D.
Ew. That's gross. You don't want that though.
Okay,
that's gross, but you do not want.
But you
that.
Know yeah. want that. That is a turn off.
Yeah. But you don't have to go buy jewelry or any expensive stuff like that for Valentine's Day.
No, she's already let it be known. One of the things that really she said the other day, she would like a set of headphones.
Yeah.
You talk too much. Just need headphones.
Yeah, like a nice set of headphones.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but not as expensive as jewelry.
Well, yeah, you but know, still, jewelry. I mean, that's. You're looking at 150 minimum on the kind of headphones that she would want, right?
Sheesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should tell her, I bought you those, so you don't ask for anything else.
Yeah. It's are you talking about her boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant the headphones she has.
No.
Well, she might need new headphones.
No, I was talking about the boobs.
No, the boobs kind of covered Christmas and anniversary.
Yeah.
You know.
And then he'll wear those like headphones.
That's sick.
It all works out. You know, it's what marriage is all about, give and take. Take and give. You know?
That's disgusting.
So have you started the 75 hard?
Yeah.
You did? You already started it?
Yesterday was day one for me.
Okay.
Day two for her.
Did you do an outside workout? Like one of your workouts a day has to be outside?
That's the thing. I'm not stressing over that whole outside workout thing.
Yeah.
Because
it's cold.
I do a lot of my, because of the way we work and all, I do one of them in the morning. So, yeah, I do, it's like this, I got up yesterday morning and did cardio yesterday morning for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm not going to do it outside. I just do it at I went to the gym, did it there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do the gym in the morning and then the outside one in the afternoon when it's warmer.
It's just like, I don't know. I'd rather do two.
You don't want it.
I'm still doing two workouts. I just don't have to do one of them outside. Like Amanda counted one of hers as a 45 minute walk.
That counts.
I know it does, but like that's not a workout to me. I'd rather be.
Yeah.
What do your workouts look like?
Let's see. Today, I didn't do this, so I've got to do a round of cardio in the evening, and then chest and back.
I bet cardio is not that hard for you to get that done.
Well, it's not that it's hard. It's just a certain amount of time, and I set certain goals as far as calories to burn and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
You got to burn at least 550 calories.
Whose idea was it to do the 75 hard program? Yours or hers?
Yeah.
Right.
Just something to kind of jumpstart.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
You know.
Now, are y'all really going to be able to, you think it's going to be difficult to do 75 days without drinking anything?
Yeah, not once you get started, though.
Really?
It'll probably be more difficult for me. I have been, for months, I've been drinking every day.
That's what we were talking about whenever you weren't here the other day.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. No, it's serious. I've been drinking every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3 or 4 beers a day, that kind of thing. Or
how much
couple
liquor?
Of drinks. No liquor. No very liquor? Little liquor. Yeah.
Mm. Beer when it's near, liquor when it's quicker. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Come on now.
If I didn't have beer, I might make myself a couple drinks in the evening or something, but that was pretty rare.
What kind of drink?
Whatever we had. Like the other night I had just Jim Beam on the rocks.
Oh. Well, I thought you were drinking. You're not really drinking. Just a couple of drinks, a couple of Jim Beams on the rocks.
Couple of Tom Collins.
That's all I had in the house. It was left over. My friend Benji left this huge half gallon of Jim Beam at my house when he was there. I was like,
half gallon.
Yeah.
I have a hard time calling it on the rocks when I'm just getting it out of the refrigerator for some reason.
No, I hear you.
I know for some reason, if it's on the rocks, it needs to come from the bar.
It does.
Or it needs to have a big one of those ice balls in it like I have.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like I put Jim Beam on ice. If I'm holding the glass under the refrigerator dispenser thing.
Yeah. So that's one thing that people confuse, because really rocks means 3 ounce pour, but people think that it's ice. So when you go to a restaurant, sometimes people will say, can I get Jim Beam on the rocks? And as a server, if you don't ask them, like, do you mean you want ice or like an extra pour? People would complain all the time about that on the receipt.
I always thought it had something to do with ice, because rocks would be represented by the ice.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? What is the correlation between on the rocks and 3 ounces?
I don't know what it is, but people get so upset because they're like, you're charging us for ice? And it's like, no, it's because it's an extra pour.
I never heard that.
I didn't either.
So it does mean they want it on ice.
Yes.
But rocks on the rocks means an extra 3 ounce, like a double.
Yeah, it's like a double.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But rocks is still the it can't be Jim Beam on the rocks without ice.
Right.
Okay. All right. So there's still the ice.
Yeah, there's still the
correlation.
Because if you didn't want the ice, then you would just get it like neat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, neat is straight, right?
Straight, no ice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it might be also 3 ounces, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just reading it. Yeah.
But yeah, people get so mad. They're like, I can't believe you're charging us for ice. And I had to go talk to all these tables and have to explain to them, no, it's just because you got extra liquor. It's not, we're not charging you for ice.
Because the way a drink comes on the rocks, meaning with ice, it's an extra shot.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Well,
yeah, standard practice on the rocks. You get extra alcohol, so that's why they upcharge.
Look at you learning us something.
I did not know that.
You learned us something.
I always thought it came two ways: neat on the rocks, and that meant no ice. Mm-hmm. Ice.
Never heard that.
I have a friend who, I think there's some of these stupid laws where you can't order 2 beers at one time, but you can order a cocktail or a shot and a beer as a chaser. It's ridiculous. But somehow he figured out a way around it. Instead of ordering a shot, he would order it neat and then just drink it in one gulp.
Okay. When you go to the Renaissance Festival, they won't allow you more than one beer per person. So while I was standing in line at the ATM, Amanda got in line, saw what was happening, and just turned. There was a group of women, college students, whatever, standing there all together. And Amanda just asked one of them, "Hey, would you mind standing here next to me?" Are you? And the girl goes, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And so they got to know each other while the girl stood there. She goes, "My husband's in line at the ATM," and the girl stood there and just waited with her to get two beers.
Yeah.
So I could have something. So
next thing you know, they struck up a friendship. They're sharing feminine napkins and braiding each other's hair.
Stop.
Yeah, you come back and they're kissing and you're like, they're like, "We don't need you anymore." And then they're all of a sudden they're just doing it.
They're over there by the jousting each other.
Yeah. You want to go to get out of here and have a ye old good time? You sexy woman.
Can I interest you in getting into my cleavage?
Yeah.
Here at the Renfest.
That's right. Yeah, did that happen?
He must have
gotten. He wishes.
He must have gotten back from the ATM and just the nick of time.
Ye old ATM.
Yeah, because that would have been something.
Yeah, that's what's bullshit.
If I had a nickel for every time that's happened to me at a Renfest, I'd lose women.
Yeah, they do have weird rules about those things sometimes.
Sucks. And the line is so long to get alcohol. It's like, okay. And then, you know, it's a small cup. And it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, they won't allow you. At concerts, you can't buy more than two, right?
No, I don't know. I haven't been.
But they're tall boys.
I haven't been to a concert since the Cool and the Gang Victory Tour in '87.
that's where I make my concert mistake. I've only had three beers. Well, there were three 16 ounces.
Yeah.
But
like, hell yeah.
We were at a venue for that wedding that Jody was helping with a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the venue does not allow shots. They won't sell you shots because they don't want you getting crazy and tearing up shit.
Interesting.
Which is
not sell you shots. It was an open bar, but they wouldn't give shots. It's against the policy.
So that's what I'm saying. If someone would have asked, like, "Well, I don't want any ice," they wouldn't have given it to them. If they were just like, "I want a whiskey neat."
Yeah, they probably would have.
But then what if the person just drank it?
Yeah. And I think that's what ended up happening.
They're looking. You're like, "You better drink that very slowly."
Yeah, people are just order without ice.
You can follow them around.
Yeah. Take one tiny sip, walk away, then just slam it.
It's funny because how can they control that?
So how many ounces is a neat?
I think it's 3 ounces.
Okay, so it would be
a double shot.
Than a shot. Yeah,
yeah, it's a double.
Shot's an ounce and a half. That's a shot and a half.
So, but On the Rocks and neat are both extra alcohol.
I believe neat is also extra alcohol.
Okay.
So, I might be mistaken on that, but Rocks is extra alcohol.
So say you're ordering bourbon. You walk in and say, "I'll have a bourbon." And they would ask you ice or no ice, let's say.
No, if you were to come in and say, "Hey, can I get a Jack Daniels?" I would automatically, as a bartender that knows what I'm doing, put it on ice, but one shot.
Okay, so it'd be an ounce and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you said, "I'd like a Jack Daniels neat, no ice," but they know that's 3 ounces.
Yeah.
And a Jack Daniels on the rocks is ice, 3 ounces.
Mm-hmm. Even at places like Applebee's and Chili's and stuff?
I don't know.
Like, you go into the bar there and you order...
those are the bars
Jack
of the birds.
On the rocks.
Jack on the rocks.
They're going to say, "Well, sir, you know, that is 3 ounces on ice."
Holy smokes. That's a dark place. Going into an Applebee's like Jack Daniels on the rocks. Like, "You want me to call you a therapist? That's probably what you need."
Yeah. You I'll
want,
have the
you want a spinach dip or anything? Don't bring me any of that frou-frou shit.
Yeah.
I just want to.
Yeah, you walk into
Evan Williams on the rocks.
You sit down at an Applebee's bar on a Tuesday evening. You're like, "Yep, whiskey, neat."
Like, "Oh, God." Call the police.
Yeah. I want my whiskey messy.
Messy.
No, I want it. I want a messy whiskey.
So neat pour is actually 2 ounces.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't 100%. But that's fancy stuff,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we're going to, well, we got to take a break. I'll tell you, I'm going to visit a friend. And what this weekend will probably entail a little bit of.
Ooh.
Mm. And it has to do with the drinking whiskeys and whatnot.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah, don't even play. Don't even play.
Don't even play like that. Oh, my God.
So I'm Jody and I are going to visit our friend Mark in the mountains of North Carolina this weekend. He lives right there close to my son's college, so we killed two birds with one stone, and then we have two dead birds. Well, really, if you do, you know, they kill two birds with one stone. That's kind of violent to say.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to say something positive. You know, like I got two things accomplished at once. That was great. But then you use that metaphor. Or is it a pedophore?
It's a pedophore.
It's a pedophore.
And he's a murderer. Kill two birds with one stone. But Mark is a, you know, he can be fancy when it comes to the places he likes to eat and all that. Yeah. He's one of those, likes the different types of bourbons and whiskeys and all of that kind of thing, where, you know, I don't know much about, you know, finer liquors and things. So I'm sure there will be some try this or let me order this for you or whatever, and then I gotta act like it doesn't taste like shit to me.
I love that.
You know, because sometimes that happens. People are trying to be, you know, they're trying to be hospitable. They're trying to help you enjoy something that they really enjoy. But then it just comes down to it. Sometimes you just don't like it.
True.
And then you don't want to hurt their feelings. Or if you just say, I don't care for that, then you're rude. You know, you're the bad guy. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Because, I mean, I don't need the finest hypnotic in my blue motorcycle.
No doubt.
Gross.
You got any hypnotic?
Isn't that what makes a blue motorcycle blue? Isn't it hypnotic or is it blue curacao?
Blue curacao. Okay. Yeah. Hypnotic is only in an Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The Hulk.
Mm-hmm. That was a big thing in college.
Yup.
But it's blue.
What?
Hypnotic is blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's blue.
It? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Hulk must be yellow.
No, it's green.
No, I'm thinking the other stuff must be yellow, so when it mixes with blue, it turns green.
Oh, yeah, it's Hennessy.
Oh, it's the Hen Dog. Hen Dog and what?
And
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just straight liquors?
Yeah.
And that sounds like something that would be consumed from a tumbler. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. It's actually a Collins glass.
Turn this in a snifter.
Only one rock, please.
Because I just picture it being enjoyed from a plastic tumbler with the Incredible Hulk's face on it.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty trashy.
So trashy. I've had a few of them in my day.
What?
Come on.
Get the
Can
hell out of here.
Can you believe it?
What?
And I don't look like the type or anything.
She can't even see over the bar. So.
One Incredible Hulk, bitch.
If you don't know how to do it, I'll come around there and show you.
That's before I got all sophisticated and shit.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did that transformation take place?
What's your go-to drink order now? You walk into a bar restaurant. You go sit at the bar. What do you order?
I have two. It's either going to be bourbon on the rocks or I'm going to get like some type of tequila on the rocks.
What about when you go to those types of places you were that night where you were carrying your leftovers from bar to bar? Same thing? Because those didn't seem like fancy bars.
No, I'll probably just have a whiskey and Coke.
Okay.
Or a beer.
A spirited whiskey.
If you go to a festival, are you a beer person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get drunk too quick. That's not a good thing.
Right.
How weird must that big 16-ounce beer look with you carrying
huge.
It around?
Huge. When you guys are talking about tall boys, I'm like, you don't even know. Like, I have to take, in order to drink it when you first open, I have to use both my hands. I can't just hold it in one hand.
So you drink it like a baby would.
I have to, because if not, it'll
two hands,
slip.
Two hands.
Oh my God. That's not cool looking.
You don't think?
What?
Like, who gave that toddler a beer? So you just sip on tequila on the rocks then, huh?
Yeah.
Have you had that coconut tequila?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that good?
Coconut margaritas are delicious. Mm. Unless they have like when we went to that restaurant, they have a really cool menu. I want to try their cocktails, but I'll have maybe a few and then I just switch to straight liquor.
Yeah. The only kind of cocktails I really like are drug cocktails.
You a lot.
I know, that's right.
Mm. You know, like something that just really put me down for the night, you know. Or really pick me up for the night. Like, you know, when the guy gives it to you, say, you're about to see God. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Who says that?
I saw that in a movie on Showtime when I was a little kid. I just remember that line. The guy gave her a vial of, I think it was heroin or something. And he said, you're about to see God, baby.
Don't do
it. He didn't mean she was about to die. He meant that she was going to get so high she was going to be up there in the heaven.
Yeah, no.
But I think she ended up.
Like in
literally,
the real heaven?
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Seeing the face of God.
Oh, man.
Hopefully.
It was a movie. It didn't really happen.
Hopefully she went to heaven.
Yeah,
this is the last thing you did was heron.
Yeah, I don't know how your chances are. I mean, I don't know how heaven works, but it doesn't seem right.
You can still get to heaven.
You can still get to heaven if the last thing you did was heroin?
Well,
then it's not that hard to get into heaven, as I thought.
What were you saying, Regan?
I've seen that movie. It was Look Who's Talking Now.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
And those little kids.
Where the babies are talking.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Comes with a heroine and says you're about to see God.
That was it.
Maybe this is the sequel. Look,
yeah. That was the sequel.
That was the
Look
sequel.
Who's Talking To.
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. I love those movies.
Movie. Yeah, they're hysterical.
It wouldn't have been good though without the nudity. A lot of people said it was gratuitous, but I didn't. Right. I didn't think so. I mean, I thought it was great seeing John Travolta's schlong bouncing all over the place in an airplane.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
What?
You got to join the Mile High Club somehow.
So. Yeah.
Hey, it was the '80s. What are you going to do? You know, it's a different time.
It was a different time.
But what I will be giving Jody for Valentine's Day is a firm, open hand slap on the rump. That's what she's asked for.
That's what she expects.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants.
Because it tells her, I recognize today is the day for lovers, and really sends the message that I think she's doing a great job.
You're killing it.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Did you expect a lot on Valentine's Day when you were in a relationship? Is it a big thing for you, Alexis?
No, because I usually worked every Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So then why are you upset because the guy didn't get you much?
Well, because if he was going to get me something, don't make it a carved apple swan.
Yeah, the guy carved a swan from an apple, which I think that's pretty artistic.
Would he have been better off doing
a gift from the heart?
Would he have been better off doing nothing?
Maybe making a dinner would have been better.
But if your options are carved apple swan or nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
But could he cook?
Yeah, he was a good cook.
Okay, well then, yeah, he should have gotten off the damn video games and whipped up something in the kitchen.
Exactly. And then the year before that, he got me a lotion set from the 99-cent store. Didn't even smell like anything. Scented of nothing.
This scent, nothing.
The scent nothing. On it. Was it scent underneath it?
Nothing.
You know what? I just realized, you know how I always say that the smallest change to a sentence can in change its whole meaning, like choosing a different preposition?
Yeah.
Like the Elton John song, "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me." If you just change one word, it's not a preposition, but if you change the word the to your, it makes it completely different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference, though, in if somebody's in the kitchen and they whip something out rather than whip something up. It's a completely different.
Very different.
Like, yeah, he got in the kitchen. He whipped up a little something.
Yeah.
Or he was out there in the kitchen. He whipped out a little something.
Ew. I'm a little something.
Completely different, just with the change of the preposition.
That'll be a big something.
Oh, God.
Is that make it better?
Classy answer.
Oh, yeah. You and your slut mouth.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I mentioned this little historical fact on the regular old show this morning, it was met with disgust, like I'm the one that did it. The first Groundhog Day celebration in 1887 involved eating the groundhog. And everybody knows that it tastes like a cross between pork and chicken, not just like chicken. It's like porky chicken.
Ew. Ugh. Y'all eat that in Louisiana?
Well, no, but it's probably because they're not plentiful. I would eat a groundhog. I wouldn't care. I'd try it.
Porky chicken.
Porky chicken. I don't know if I want that.
It's groundhog.
I mean, I do love pork and chicken.
Yeah. I mean, I know for, I'm 100% sure that if somebody put groundhog in front of me and told me that it was groundhog meat, I would try it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, Riggins?
I don't know.
What would you call ground meat from a groundhog?
Groundhog.
Groundhog.
Ground. I know you try it, Ace, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'd try it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rodent. It's the biggest rodent is in the U.S. America, isn't it?
I don't know the details.
I think it probably is.
Yeah. And, I actually love the taste of a small rodent in the U.S. America called squirrel.
Yep.
So I got a feeling that I would probably like groundhog meat.
How can you eat a squirrel's little hands?
You don't eat his little hands.
No.
You don't eat his hands.
Still, they're so cute.
Squirrel, rabbit.
Now, I don't go so far as, you know, a lot of people do who eat squirrel, eat the brains and
ew,
all
of
that stuff. I don't do all that.
Who does? Ew.
I'll just nibble around the ears.
Do they eat the insides?
No, I'm kidding. No, you don't eat the insides.
Yes. Like gizzards?
No.
Just the bus.
Squirrel
and the
gizzards. Gross.
I bet you if I brought fried squirrel in here and told y'all that it was tiny wings like we had at the Hyatt Centric, you know, those little tiny wings that are so good that they have in their restaurant? If I cooked up some squirrel like that and told you they were tiny wings, you would love it.
Little squirrel eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I know to never trust anything you bring in here.
That's horrible. Mm. Does it taste like chicken? Or is it more gamey? Like, is it a gamey taste?
This is going to sound weird, but it tastes like squirrel. It's got its own taste.
I bet it tastes like shit.
It doesn't.
Probably tastes like sawdust.
And y'all would, I'm telling you, everybody in here, except maybe Rob, would like it.
But the texture is like chewy?
No, the texture is like chicken wings.
Okay. And it with like tendons and everything when you pull it apart?
Like chicken wings. Whatever you get with chicken wings.
What are you not following?
Because I'm like
about chicken wings.
So all you eat is the leg part of the squirrel.
I like that he's like chicken wings. Like you taste just about to get pissed off about it. Like chicken wings. Gross. Whatever you get with that, that's what it tastes like.
Well, I'm sure you don't want me to go through what the process of preparing it would be when you butcher it or whatever.
Well, I know, like, I've seen skinned squirrels before.
Ugh. Looks like those hairless cats a little bit when they're kittens. A skinned squirrel. But either way. But I know, Alexis, if you were in some kind of fancy, exotic restaurant, and you're feeling yourself, as you say, and you got some fancy drink that makes you feel like you're, you know, in a foreign land, and you're above Americans at the moment, and somebody put it out there and told you that it was a delicacy in, you know, let's say bonbon country or wherever, you'd say, oh my god, this is so delicious,
all the rich people are doing it. Yep.
No, because I don't like escargot, and that's a delicacy. It's gross.
Is that still a delicacy?
I don't know.
I mean, once they have it, you know, in the frozen truck that comes through the neighborhood.
I mean, I would try this.
Do you like foie gras?
I do like that.
Okay.
I don't like caviar.
Right. So I'm telling you, there's nothing cleaner about a goose's liver than the meat of a squirrel or a groundhog.
I mean, I'll try it.
Of course.
Bring it in.
Of course you
Now, I don't know about a groundhog.
If somebody would just, like, maybe on your way home today, if you can swing through some groundhog-rich area and run over one or two and bring it in, I'll cook it up.
Yeah, do you have to smoke them out to get them? Because they're in the ground.
I don't know. I mean, because we really don't eat groundhogs, so.
Yeah, I wonder how they get them out.
Is there a groundhog hunting?
I have no idea.
Probably would, or either just have to wait on them to come out, like them, like old old Bill Murray did in Caddyshack, man. Right. Trying to kill that dang old head, groundhog.
18 tall, Cinderella story. Mm-hmm. Comes from behind.
Because a groundhog and a gopher are the same thing, right?
Oh, I feel like gophers are cute.
Robert just said groundhog is good, just greasy.
Hey.
Greasy groundhog, that sounds
not
delicious.
Just
and
this word should be in there. Groundhogs are good and greasy.
Cindy said make sure you get a young groundhog. They have the better flavor.
Where did they eat groundhog? I don't know.
You got to get a baby one.
Aww.
Yeah, it's the veal of the rodent world.
You ain't never going to see a shadow again. That's your last shadow.
You're about to see the shadow of my fork.
That's right. Baby groundhogs.
All right, so where are y'all getting the groundhogs? That's what I want to know. How are you getting the groundhogs to eat them?
That's the first I've ever heard of somebody eating a groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they're catching them.
You have to smoke them out. That's so mean.
Yeah. Well, they're in the ground. I don't know how else you would get them.
But that's sad. Like, they're just having a nap, and all of a sudden,
Next thing you know, here. A little underground cavern filling up with smoke.
And, then you think out. That you're about to survive, and then a human grabs you and eats you.
You come running out, and it's pow! World goes dark.
Okay.
Life as we know it.
Oh, Lord. Dark.
But I would still try it.
Yeah. I would go to a groundhog and squirrel buffet. Oh, you can eat rodent.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far.
Pigeon. Yeah. People eat pigeons.
Yeah, I know. You think they taste like chicken?
Probably.
Maybe like sewer chicken. Dirty water chicken. Ugh.
I'd much rather eat a pigeon than a groundhog or a squirrel.
No, I would rather eat a squirrel over a pigeon.
Yeah. So here's this lady says, I tried a squirrel stew and it definitely has its own taste. It's like dark meat from a chicken, like TJ said. My husband tried to make squirrel stew and it was terrible. So if you ever try it, make sure it's TJ's, because who cooks it? Because who would do it better?
That's what it says? Wow. No. They're nice.
She said it does matter. They have it. It's called a squirrel mulligan. Is the soup that you make from squirrel.
I don't know why, but I picture people making squirrel stew in like a cauldron.
Yeah.
Outside. Yeah, like over an open fire.
Yeah. Okay. With the hair of the squirrel. Yeah. Kill off the spirits.
Got your answer here, TJ. Robert said, Daddy shot it in the garden, talking about the groundhog. Daddy shot it in the garden, it was eating our vegetables, so we ate him. And Cindy followed up with, my dad shot one near our garden when I was young. So in both cases, they killed the groundhog.
Like, you ate our vegetables, we're going to eat you.
All right, that'll learn you. He'll come eat our shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take you further down to the flea market and sell you.
So it was just when opportunity showed itself.
That's the last tomato you'll eat out of my garden.
Not me, squirrel.
Yeah.
Them's my banana peppers.
He said, Daddy shot in the garden.
Daddy shot in the garden.
Oh. And we had something to eat that night.
Oh, Daddy shot a groundhog today.
God. I developed a third.
You guys are awesome.
But hey, the groundhog was eating their vegetables.
Yeah.
Hey, and ain't no dirtier animal than a damn pig, a hog.
Yeah.
And you eat the hell out of that.
You won't.
Or a chicken. A chicken is one of the nastiest damn animals God ever strung a gut through.
That's a good phrase.
Ever strung a gut through.
Yeah, God ever strung a gut through.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Sorry, I was just trying to be generous with... a gift that was bestowed upon me. We were talking about this thing we're doing on the regular old radio where Rob is going to go in and get eyelash extensions. Big ones, too. Those big, gaudy ones like Alexis wears.
Extra gaudy.
Yeah. where, you know, every time she blinks, everybody in the room got a duck. Shut up. Big ol' ass, long ass, eyelashes, whoosh. That's going to be her new name, Lash. Lexi Lash.
Hey, I like that.
Sounds like in order, midday somewhere.
In order to get him to do that, we're collecting restaurant gift cards and stuff, because that's what makes him tick. He loves that. So we were just talking about who all so far has said they'll give us gift cards for him. And I said, hey, I have a gift card for one free empanada from the Sabre restaurant. And you would have thought that I said, let's go kick him in the nuts. Come on. What's wrong with that? Somebody put it on my truck while I was in the grocery store the other day, and I came out from the parking lot, and there it was. My lucky day.
My lucky day.
Look at this. It's my lucky day.
Hallelujah.
A free empada from Sabre Latin cuisine restaurant.
Is it a cinnamon apple one? Like you get a Taco Bell, or is it?
No, that's why I'm willing to part with it.
Okay.
Because I love them. They have a damn Taco Bell, man. Oh, if you can wait till you get home and put some damn ice cream on that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Woo! Tell you what, you get a apple pie empanada a la mode, and you get Mexico and France together, and you bring them in harmony with one another. You call me the peacemaker at that point. They no longer are at war, France and Mexico. Once I get that apple empanada a la mode.
So good, that, man.
War between France and Mexico.
Yeah, it's been raging for years, brother.
Bloody as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
So good, you want to put your pecker in it. Real good.
Well, after the ice cream cools it down, yeah, of course.
Sure. Ew.
You know, you get some major burns on that.
Is that any good?
Is that good? He made a whole damn movie about putting your pecker in apple pies.
Ew. That's right.
Called damn hey, four American or five pie. Movies on yeah. it. Bunch of sequels, too. Must have felt good to them.
Yeah, sure.
So would I be insulting Rob to give him a gift card for one empanada?
I'm sure he'll still take it.
Why would it be an insult?
He's not going to say no.
I don't know if it's insulting, but it's like one item.
It's like getting a Frosty coupon.
Yeah, it needs to be more substantial.
I think that means if you're next time you go, you get to tack on an extra item.
He likes that Sabre restaurant, don't you, Rob?
I do.
See?
How big's the damn empanada?
I've never had the empanada.
They're delicious. Mm.
That ain't what he asked. He asked how big they was.
Is it a
not
meal?
Not whether they're delicious.
Traditionally.
No, it's not enough for a meal.
Yeah, traditionally, how big is an empanada?
Like that, maybe.
Oh. Okay. It's is like everybody at home and at work and in your car?
How much is this?
You got that?
Maybe like 4 inches, 5 inches.
Yeah. It's about the size of a...
That's a lot.
Of a fried apple pie or something.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's like a meat patty.
Mm-hmm. It's like a meat pie.
Yeah, meat pie.
Like a Natchitoches meat pie. That's not enough.
Meat patty.
Not enough to fill a person's hollow tooth.
You'll know the part of town I was in over the weekend, but Amanda and I were driving along in Alexandria, Louisiana, and out in front of a little strip mall, there was appeared to be a portable building that had some type of kitchen inside.
Yeah.
And outside on the building, they had painted meat pies, crawfish pies, and Frito pies.
It's a pie place.
That's what
the
you
pie
got.
Palace.
That's what you got. Meat pies, crawfish pies, and Frito pies. And there was a lot of me at the moment that was like, damn, I should just turn and go back there.
So
we don't have food trucks in Louisiana. We have food sheds.
Yeah.
It's a little aluminum shed that stays right there. You don't move it anywhere. It's like a snow cone stand or something.
Got a door on one end and then a window on the side.
I bet the food was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I know. Hell yeah.
I bet it was great.
But the crawfish pies are the same as the beef pies or whatever, the ones that you were talking about.
They're made the same way,
but the Frito pie doesn't have stuffed Fritos in it.
Frito pie is just Fritos with chili on it.
Okay.
And you put whatever else you want in. But a meat pie is stuffed into it. It's the meat seasoned and all stuffed into a pocket and crimped and all and deep fried. And the crawfish pie is the same thing, except the filling's different. It's tomato-y rice. It's kind of like a crawfish etouffee stuffed into the pocket and deep fried. Yeah, I prefer the crawfish pie.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Man, we the meat that. Pie, and there's a little town called Natchitoches, Louisiana, that's most famous for meat pies.
No dipping sauce, just straight like that?
No, you can use the dipping sauce if you want. There's no need, though, really, unless you want to dip that meat pie in ranch. That would make it better.
So, you know, crawfish season just started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, man, we had Amanda and I split 3 pounds of crawfish at this little Cajun like restaurant place close to my mom's house. Damn, it was good. They were hot, spicy, delicious.
Hmm. You know what else would have been? Gopher.
Oh, right.
Groundhog.
Groundhog.
Chipmunk.
Not the chipmunks.
Hey, if you can shoot a chipmunk as fast and shifty as those things are, then you're doing pretty well.
You deserve to eat it.
Remember those chipmunks that used to be outside the old radio station we worked at? And they would run down into the drainage thing when you walk out the door?
Oh, so cute.
A little tiny ass chipmunk.
Little chipmunk.
It's holding a little tiny nut. So cute.
Chip and Dale.
That's one of the best.
It was holding its nuts.
No, I said it was holding a tiny little nut.
I was going to say, I didn't see that.
One of the best moments of my life was when I was in Denver and a chipmunk ate out of my hand sunflower seeds.
It's the best moment of your life?
It's one of the best moments of my life. I couldn't even believe it. I was about to burst with so much love for it.
It's one of the best things ever. One of the best things ever.
With its little hands and my little hands. And she's like,
yeah, get rabies is always fun.
That chipmunk would eat your face off.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would destroy you.
No.
You sure it wasn't a squirrel?
No, it was a chipmunk.
It was a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. You sure it wasn't a dog? I mean, you were in Denver, high as a satellite.
She's like, yeah.
Could have been a dog.
Curly hair. It's a chipmunk.
Their chipmunks are huge in Denver, right outside the dispensary.
Well, really, it was in Vail, but I didn't want to, you know, flex on y'all like
Come
that.
Oh yeah,
I didn't want to tell you guys that's where I vacation at in Vail.
In Vail, capital of the mountain kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, cleaning it. That's what she was doing. We got a cabin in the mountains in Vail, in the Rockies. We got to be done with it by 2:00. It's when the next guest checks in.
Whatever.
What were you doing in Vail?
I was out visiting out there.
Did y'all drive from Denver to Vail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so you didn't
so it was like
Vail.
For the day. Yeah.
We went to Vail.
Yeah.
For the day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How far a drive is it?
Like a few hours.
Oh, damn. Wow.
That's a good day trip.
It's the only time you'll be in a Vail.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're probably right about that.
That was right there. I didn't
know. Wow. That's good.
Are you saying she's not the marrying kind, Riggins?
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. She's not even that comfortable saying that she would like to get married.
Yeah.
All indicators say that she's not going
to
get married.
Do you think you'll ever find somebody to at least maybe not marry, but share the rest of your life with?
Perhaps. No. Yeah. I'm just going with the flow.
It'd have to be a, you know, another one of those like moon bat guys.
I beg your pardon?
You know, a moon.
One of those bat guys.
Moon bat. Is that?
You know.
Come on, you know what he's saying.
Like. That likes that same kind of stuff you like with the Reiki and the moon and the you know, crystals and the, all of that stuff.
Tell me about your new boyfriend. He's a moon bat.
He's a moon bat.
What?
But they like all of those people in that Reiki class you took a couple of weekends ago. I mean, they're all moon bats, right?
I would want someone that can understand it and be open to it, but like not completely into it.
Why? Because that's your thing?
That's my thing.
Okay, so you don't want him don't want him infringing on your thing.
Yeah.
Or do you look at it as something feminine?
No.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, not that I'm saying I look at that as something feminine. Right. Not at all. Same with psychics. Mm-hmm. If I see a guy who claims to be a psychic, and then he's usually like a biker type.
Always.
You know, like rough and tumble like Brian Gumbel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like a former military, special forces, that sort of thing.
You're going to let him do your reading or take an ass
exactly.
in the process.
That's right. And,
you know, do you have a grandfather? Did he wear a watch?
Yeah. crystal ball, tarot cards, all of that. If it's a guy doing it, he's a tough, rough customer. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Same with some guy going in, spending his whole weekend learning how to get good vibes and bad vibes out of people. You know?
They're both trying to Reiki each other at the same time. I'm Reikiing you first.
No, I'm Reikiing you. That's why this is working.
Yeah. And the cat's just in the middle, like, what the hell?
I'm going into convulsions right now because of the bad energy I'm feeling inside you.
Yeah. Did you pull energy out of my ass last night while I was asleep?
Without asking?
Yeah. I can feel
it. We're supposed to do that together.
It's our love language.
Yeah, our love language is pulling bad energy from each other's ass.
That sounds lit. Mm.
I didn't see that in the book when I read it.
Is a Reiki guy, somebody learns the Reiki and does all that, wants to be into that kind of stuff, is that somebody that you would picture being able to defend you in a dark alley somewhere if somebody tried to attack you?
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. By taking the bad energy out of that gun that they pull on you and whatever.
Right.
Stop right there. He just gets a pistol whipped.
Yeah. Shut up. Oh! It didn't work.
You could throw crystals at him.
Shut your guru ass up.
Yeah, shut up.
Give me that wallet.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking this bitch. Give me the car. I can't start this electric motor.
Stop.
I bet those never get stolen.
I bet they do.
You think?
I don't know that you can. Can you?
I have no
idea. Can you easily steal a Tesla?
Well, not just a Tesla, but any other electric little car, little old things. Yeah. I don't know. But you're right, Alexis. If you meet a guy like that's into Reiki and crystals and all that, he will definitely be able to whip anybody's ass that wrongs you or threatens you. Good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.